Greetings, GS Trophy fans. Andy Dukes here with the audio edit of our recent live stream, where we reveal to the waiting world the destination for the 2022 International GS Trophy. By now, you probably know where it's going to be, but stay tuned to hear my special guests reveal exactly why this relatively unexplored country is an adventure rider's paradise and just about perfect for hosting an event of the magnitude of the International Finals. Well, hello again, everybody. It's the first time we've all been together for quite some time, isn't it? So I hope it's still okay for me to wish you all a happy new year. Let's hope 2021 brings us and the world all that we're hoping for. Anyway, on to the business of the day. And the reason we're all here, of course, International GS Trophy 2022. More specifically, exactly where it will take place. The excitement's building. We can see that on social media. And the rumour mill's already gone into overdrive, just the way we like it, of course. We've had plenty of strong guesses right across our channels as to where the 2022 International Finals could or should be held. And some of these include Iceland, good choice, Mexico, the Nordics, Brazil, Russia, Japan, Colombia, USA, Morocco, Ireland, the Himalayas, South Korea, Paraguay, Romania, Iran, Scotland, all fantastic recommendations, of course. I've ridden in many of those places, but up to this point, no one's pinpointed the exact location. So let's go over to our various studios. We've got Steffi and Tom with us down in Garmisch, who have already scouted the new location, so we'll be talking to them very soon. But first, I'd like to bring a familiar face into the discussion. Many of you watching will know Ralph from previous live streams we've done on all kinds of different model launches. But it goes without saying that he's a dedicated and passionate GS fan and an integral part of the success story behind at least the past decade of International GS Trophies. So welcome, Ralph.
Hi, Andy. Good to see you and good to be here.
Good to see you too. You're looking a little bit lonely there in the Munich studio, but at least you've got some good flags with you. Now listen, like me, Ralph, you've been to as many of the International GS Trophy events as you could possibly get to over the years. So what for you makes it such a special and unique customer experience within the motorcycle world?
The GS Trophy, I think for me always the trophy, what the biggest thing is to meet riders from everywhere in the world and to see how these people connect to each other and become friends. And a lot of people that have been to the GS Trophy are still friends. They are still visiting each other. They are still riding together. And this unifying aspect of a GS and the trophy together, I think that was always the thing that made me really goosebumps. And of course, it is always cool to be in these great locations, traveling around the world in the most beautiful countries, on the most beautiful roads and off-road. That is an experience that you will never, ever forget in your lifetime. That is a real lifetime experience.
Yeah, now as we know from previous trophies, Ralph, there are only a limited number of spaces for countries and teams. And of course, they're always oversubscribed. So can you please first reveal to all the fans out there which countries we will definitely be welcoming to the 2022 International GS Trophy?
Yes, of course. I would be very happy to announce who or which countries will be with us. That is in the first, in alphabetic order, Brazil, China, France, Germany, India, Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Netherlands, Russia, South Africa, UK, the US, and the team from Latin America, which will be in the pre-qualifier together with Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Peru, Paraguay, Panama, Costa Rica. Then we have the team of Southeast Asia in the pre-qualifier that will be Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Vietnam, Taiwan, and Indonesia. So a lot of different countries, and I'm absolutely looking forward to meet all these people from around the world. And the camaraderie that we have seen in the last GS trophies will definitely be the same in 2022. And I hope to welcome these people or people from these countries. And we are really looking forward to seeing the qualifiers in the specific countries who will come to the International GS Trophy in 2022.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Loads of different nations in there, Ralph. And I think you've just made the GS riders in those nations very, very happy. But I think we've kept the suspense going for long enough already, haven't we? So, Ralph, would you now please do us the honour of revealing exactly where the next International GS Trophy will take place?
Yes, we are going to Albania. And yeah, we are really looking forward to this astonishing country there. That is really great. So the International GS Trophy 2022 will be held in Southeast Europe, in Albania. And in my hand, you already see the flag that I would now put into the flat rack that we have here, together with all the other destinations where the GS Trophy has taken place. And the next one will be in Albania. And we are at the moment tracking the roads there and the off-road tracks. And I can already tell you that the country is great for off-road riding. It is one of these unexpected, unseen countries. And we have been to all continents in the world. The only continent we haven't been is in Europe. And I think in Europe, finding something that is really unexpected and where most of the people for sure have never ever been there and have never ever ridden off-road is Albania. And that is really a surprising country for everybody being there, with unbelievable landscapes, unbelievable tracks, extremely friendly people around, but also very, very exotic, the way of the living there, but also the landscape around. So that will be the next perfect GS Trophy destination.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant, Ralph. Finally, a GS Trophy international event in Europe and Albania, in the Balkans. So yeah, you're right. A lot of people won't have been expecting that. And that's a great flag, by the way. I can't think of any other flags with double-headed eagles on them, that's for sure. So yeah, a really exciting choice of location. I've never ridden there, but I'm sure that, like you say, that's also the case for nearly all GS fans too. So now that everyone knows finally that the next International GS Trophy is going to be, you know, held in Southeast Europe, the next question is obviously going to be when. So do you have any dates fixed, Ralph, yet?
Not yet, finally. So we will use the year 21 to find the tracks where we can stay overnight, the hotels, the camp grounds, where we'll stay, the camps. So that we'll find out now during the next, let's say, 7-8 months. And then we can really book in where we'll, or at what time exactly we'll be in Albania. But I can tell you that we'll be late summer of 2022. And I think that is a beautiful time in the year to ride there. It is not anymore that hot as it is in the high summer there, but we will also ride up to the mountains where you can find also quite cold days, which will generate a very different riding experience from one day to the other. So coming from the coastline, going to the mountains. So every day will be different. And as Albania is starting at the moment to become more attractive for tourists, I think it is a very good opportunity to be there before all the rest of the world is traveling for summer vacations to Albania. I think that is one of these not seen countries that will be probably on higher fashion within the next years.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. All right, the clock's ticking already then, late summer 2022 in Europe. Thanks, Ralph, and please stay with us for now. Europe it is then, and Albania to be precise. If you're not exactly sure where Albania is and you've sort of seen that little animation we did there, well, just think of Italy and how it's shaped like a boot, and right opposite the heel of that boot across the Adriatic Sea, that's where Albania is. Does that make sense? Probably not. If my description's confused you even more, just Google it. Anyway, seriously, I've always wanted to go to Albania. I've been close, places like Greece, Serbia and Croatia, but I've never actually made it across the border. Now that I think of it, I can remember one of the GS Trophy marshals, Faisal from Kuala Lumpur. He used to always go on about Albania being a, you know, adventure rider's paradise, a great place to ride a GS. And he should know because he spent 4 years riding around the world on one. So good on you, Faisal. I know you'll be watching us today and that you'll be super happy with this destination choice. Okay, moving on. I've got a couple of other friends with us today who also know a thing or two about Albania. So I'd like to bring Stephanie into the conversation first. Now, without enthusiasts like Steffi, an event of the magnitude in International GS Trophy, it just wouldn't run smoothly. She's worked on plenty of previous trophy events, including South Africa in 2010, South America in 2012, Canada in 2014, and many will remember her from New Zealand last year. So it's great she's back in the saddle again for the 2022 International Finals. Steffi, you've already been across to Albania on a scouting recce. So please tell everyone watching what your initial impressions are of this relatively unknown country, as Ralph says.
Yeah, well, hi, Andy. Yeah, it's I've been absolutely overwhelmed by the landscapes, you know. You've got the flat area at the Adriatic Sea with those fantastic beaches. And then two-thirds of that country are covered with high mountains and plateaus. And then you've got the deep forest, and you've got so many fantastic riverbeds, which we will cross during our time down there. And then, of course, deep mountain lakes and very tight and very, very curvy roads. Actually, the funny thing was driving on-road sometimes felt already like driving off-road there. And on top, there's so many donkey carts and so many animals on the road. Really, anytime, anywhere, even on the highway. It's been really interesting. But in the end, this all is nothing without a certain infrastructure, you know, and this is something we need for such an event. And on the first recce scouting, we had to check all the camp options which we could find. And I can tell you already, we found really great options.
Superb. Well, you've got loads of experience in all of this. So how well do you think it's going to work then as an International GS Trophy destination?
Oh, I think very good. The country has everything for an adventure of a lifetime. And yeah, it really is one of the last off-road jewels of Europe. And then, as you see here in the outback, you've got rough and very rocky terrain. It requires really good and technical riding skills to get along there. And then, plus the amazing landscapes and the welcoming people, all that together makes it an amazing country for such an event. And of course, yes, we will have challenges, but we will all make it work for you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Those pictures look absolutely fantastic. Very, very exciting. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of excited GS riders watching now all over the world who want to be part of this event. So just how do they get in on the action? You know, assuming their country is participating, of course.
Well, you know, Ralph has mentioned already those 15 countries or regions which will hold a local qualifier. And you just have to register yourself at the local qualifier, which will actually be held between March and October this year. And then the three men will win the final stage, will be part of the male team, which goes to the GS Trophy. And on top, of course, we will have female teams again.
Yeah. And how about those female teams? I gather there's been a few changes to the way the teams are organized and structured, which also affects the qualification criteria for female GS riders. So can you give us a little bit more detail about that, please?
Right. Yeah, we wanted to implement the female adventure riders even more authentically. So in future, we won't host a female qualifier anymore, but we will separate the ranking of men and women. So what will happen is at the final stage of each qualifier, men and women will have to run this final stage. Well, this skills challenge will, of course, be the same for everyone around the world. This is very important because otherwise we couldn't rank them, you know. And then the sportive agency will get involved and we'll have the same standard everywhere and they will take care for that. In the end, coming back to the women, the best two women will get to the female team and they will form a female team. And then their points and their time will be counted together. In the end, we will rank all female teams and the best six female teams will be able to go to Albania. And yes, you asked me what's going to change about the qualification criteria. Well, I mean, the women worldwide will be allowed to go to the pre-rounds of the qualifier with a rental bike, actually, which is not allowed to the men. They are not able to do that. They have to own a BMW GS, but the females will be allowed to join there also with a rental bike. So in total, this makes 16 male teams, which will join us at the International GS Trophy 2022 in Albania, and 6 female teams, in total 22.
Superb. 6 female teams, that's brilliant. Meanwhile, for you, Steffi, your work continues. There's a lot of planning and further scouting trips that are going to be happening from now until the beginning of the event, of course. So what are the next steps for the Orga team?
Well, at the moment, we are running the tenders for all of our agencies, and our sportive agency is actually already on board. They will support all the qualifiers with their final stages to get really equal results in all countries worldwide. And then they will start scouting the tracks in the middle of this year, probably, depending on the weather conditions. And yes, afterwards we can take the final decision about the camps and the dates.
Yeah, superb. It sounds like you've got a lot of fun work ahead of you, Steffi. But thanks for sharing as many details with us as you can today. It all sounds super exciting. And somebody else who knows a lot about putting on exciting events is Tom Weinmeier, who's representing EPA, which is a sporting agency working in partnership with BMW Motorrad to make the 2022 International Finals a success. Hello there, Tom. I'm sorry we've kept you waiting such a long time, mate.
Hello, Andy.
So how excited are you and the team from EPA to again be involved with organizing the routes and challenges for the upcoming International GS Trophy then, Tom?
Well, Andy, as you can imagine, we are super happy that BMW Motorrad was satisfied with our performance at the last GS Trophy in New Zealand, and that we have the opportunity to do it again in Albania. And of course, everyone in the Enduropark Andalusia team and all the international marshals and instructors that work with us are just thrilled. And we can't wait to start with the scouting and with the fine tuning of the tracks and the special stages. And of course, we are also already preparing the national qualifiers.
Superb. Yeah, it is actually weird to see you indoors, Tom, because you're an outdoor guy and you're always riding. And in your view, though, how excited should GS riders be about Albania as a GS Trophy destination?
Well, the GS Trophy riders can be very, very excited about Albania as a destination. Steffi already mentioned the diversity of the country and the different landscapes. I mean, we have the Adriatic Sea along the Greek and North Macedonian border. You have amazing routes and tracks. So this will be absolutely an amazing next year's trophy in Albania.
Yeah, the pictures do look stunning. So how do you feel that the International GS Trophy Southeast Europe, how's it going to be different from the 2022 finals in New Zealand?
Well, Albania and the Balkan Peninsula will be completely different to New Zealand. Communicating with the locals is really sometimes challenging, but really good fun. Steffi already mentioned the donkey cars and the sheep on the road. But you can also find every around the corner, like local farmers trying to sell the onions or the fruits on the road. So you never really know what's behind the next corner. It will be definitely a very technical and demanding ride for the participants. We will include some more technical stages, and we might stay in some areas for more than one day.
Superb. Quite a lot of differences then. Now, there are going to be a lot of national qualifiers throughout 2021, and your team's going to be at many of them too. So, of course, we're all aware of the restrictions that COVID has placed on us. But for those GS riders watching who are able to train on their bikes, what tips would you give them to prepare themselves physically and mentally for their qualifier events, Tom?
Well, of course, start with the training now. It will take a lot of physical and mental strength to compete against the best GS riders in the national qualifiers. But one of the most important things, I think, is just to go out on the GS, meet some friends, go out every weekend and ride, enjoy the spirit of GS riding. Completing a technical stage, a special stage is one thing, but to stay focused on the motorcycle for 7 days in a row for many hours, it takes a lot of energy, and that needs to become a normal thing for all of the participants. And also, most of the BMW Motorrad Enduro Parks worldwide, they will offer special preparation trainings for the GS Trophy qualification. So check in with the BMW Enduro Parks, see what they have to offer, sign up, go there. And of course, the different Enduro Parks, they have special COVID-19 concepts and they will inform you about it.
So are there also plans to lead part of the trails tours in Albania after the 2022 edition finishes then, Tom?
Yes, of course. We will start with the first tours right after the GS Trophy finishes in Albania. And then we will continue with the Follow the Trails tours also in 2023 in Albania. And the booking will start approximately 1 year before the tour start. But also besides Albania, there are more FTT Follow the Trails tours available. BMW Motorrad offers one in South Africa, in Thailand, Mongolia, also New Zealand. If you're interested in it, check it out, www.followthetrails.net. And of course, the Enduro Park Hechingen and the Enduro Park Andalusia team is more than happy to answer your questions about the tours. And of course, I hope I see you on one of those tours.
Yeah, superb. Thanks, Tom. Followthetrails.net, that's an easy one to remember, isn't it? Right, we've got a few minutes left. So let's open up the discussion to our community out there. I feel like we've covered loads of points already today, but let's see what else people want to know anyway. Can we have the first question up on the screen, please, guys? Okay, Mirko, where can I drive, where can I ride the qualifier in Germany? Okay, where and when is the qualifier in Germany going to be? Not sure who's going to answer that one, but three of you are based in Germany, so I just know one thing, it ain't going to be me.
Yeah, the qualifier date is not set yet. You probably know about the COVID situation in Germany, and at the moment it is too cold. So somewhere in the year 2021, there will be the qualifier and it will be announced on our website or on the German website. So whenever you check there or double check a couple of times there, you will find the dates and the possibility to scribe your name into the qualifier in Germany also.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure, and I hope it's just a matter of time. Okay, next question, please. Okay, Dimitrios. Okay, so which bike are we going to be using? Do we have an answer on that yet? Over to you, Ralph.
Actually, that depends a little bit on the tracks, and we will finalize the tracks in late summer this year. And then we can decide which is the best GS in our portfolio to do the GS Trophy, like we did it in the last GS Trophies also. So New Zealand with the F850 GSs were the perfect bike for the terrain in New Zealand. Now we'll have a closer look at the tracks in Albania. As Tom and Steffi already said, they have been there a couple of months ago to do the first scouting, and whenever we really have the exact roads and off-road tracks, then we will decide about the bike. It's not decided yet.
Yeah, lots of work still to do, absolutely. Yeah, totally understand that one. Okay, next question, please. Will you come to Taiwan in the future? A really small but really beautiful country. I've heard that a lot. What are the chances of that? Who wants to go to Taiwan? What about it? Steffi, what do you reckon?
Well, actually, searching for new destinations is always a very interesting and very exciting part of our whole job. Yeah. And doing this, we generally follow a certain path, you know, and there's so many off-road options worldwide, so many off-road countries where we could go. Don't forget, we have been in Asia already twice in 2016 and 2018. So we'll see in future, maybe.
Yeah, sorry for putting you on the spot there. I would have just said yes if it was me, you know, and then just see what the fallout is. Okay, have we got time for another question?
Let's take Taiwan on the short list.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, how many square kilometers? I presume, Wayne, that you're talking about Albania, maybe. I assume you are. Does anyone know how big the country is, or how many kilometers we're planning to ride during the 2022 event? That's probably a more relevant answer.
Yeah, the distance will be roughly the same, so 7 riding days and around 2,000 to 2,500 kilometers that we are riding in the 7 riding days.
There's going to be a lot of riding, so that one thing is for sure. I think we've got time for one more question, haven't we? So if we can have one more up on the screen, please. Okay, yeah. Nice one, BJ. You might have heard the podcast with Team South Africa this week. If you haven't, give it a listen. It's very good. But BJ is one of the current winners from Team South Africa, who won the event in New Zealand. And BJ is asking, can past competitors get involved, basically? I guess I'll forward that one across to you to answer, Ralph.
Yeah, our rules and regulation do not allow to do that or to qualify a second time for the International GS Trophy. But what we see that a lot of our marshals that we are using are former participants of the GS Trophy. So the GS Trophy for them really changes their life. They go into the education on off-road trainers and instructors, and then they become marshal. So that is one of the possibilities. I think we have three or four of the marshals have been participants in the GS Trophy, and after that decided to stay in that GS community and become a marshal. That is one possibility. The other one is to become a journalist or something, because we are taking also journalists with us. So that is also a possibility to write for big newsletters, for great to big or big websites, and then we choose you or pick you out as a journalist taking part in the trophy.
Okay, super. I've just got a very, very quick one from myself for you, Tom, if I may. South Africans have won it for the last three consecutive events. So what's your view? You've been following social media. You've seen that there's a lot of people in a lot of different countries really, really training and practicing hard. Do you think any other teams are going to be good enough to knock the South Africans off the top spot?
Well, Andy, that's a good question. I know South Africa has a great off-road community. There are a lot of very experienced off-road instructors and BMW Enduro parks all over the country. So for sure, they will form a very tough and skilled team. But if you remember the last trophy in Oceania in New Zealand, it came down to the very last day for the team South Africa to take the victory. France and Italy were battling very hard. So also to take in consideration that Germany is now coming back into the game, and Team China, I know, is training really hard for the last years. And also because of the wildcard, they have two male teams participating. So it will be very interesting to see what will happen. I can't wait for the start.
Yeah, very good answer. And it was very close last time, wasn't it? I remember that final day on that windswept ski resort. So, all right, that's about all we've got time for today. We've certainly packed in a lot there, haven't we? So Albania it is, and finally an International GS Trophy on European soil. Great news for us Europeans, of course, but even better news for the rest of the world. So a big thanks to Ralph, Steffi and Tom for bringing us right up to speed with all the latest plans for the 2022 finals. Thanks to all of you out there for tuning in today and participating and sharing in our excitement. Just a final thought for all you GS riders to consider. Whichever team wins the next International GS Trophy will be the reigning champions when the brand celebrates its centenary in 2023. So that's a unique chance to be a real part of BMW Motorrad's 100 years of history. Something to think about there. So I guess all that remains is for me to say, start preparing, begin your bike training right now. Make sure you get your head in the game for the GS challenges that lie ahead of you. All roads now lead to Albania, and your destiny is in your hands. So don't miss out. Bye for now.